Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is another episode of the Speakeasy Podcast. I'm Rudy Gay, at Rudy Gay on all your socials, and with my boy,
Devin Ferguson, at D_Fergo on every social platform.
Of course, it's brought to you by Believe Network, and let's get started. What we have?
We've been away for a little while, but...
It's about quality, not quantity.
Exactly, exactly. It's good to be missed. We're going to start with...
Nobody missed.
Maybe somebody out there.
Or somebody out there. I mean, they complaining. This is the reason.
There you go.
We here.
So we going to start with the finals. It's over. Denver 5-1 over Miami Heat.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. You called it. You said Denver was.
I mean, Devin.
I mean, I knew it too. But
no,
I
play in the NBA.
I know. Okay. You're tooting your own horn.
I'm
get
not tooting my own horn. It's just like, why wouldn't you listen to what I had to say?
I listened. I agreed that Denver would win, but you also said that the Joker, nobody could play him, and you were absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, yo, I've never seen anybody get a triple-double and act like they don't care.
He doesn't care at all.
He don't care about nothing but basketball.
Yeah. Make the right play.
He just makes the right play. It's just fun to watch because he actually plays the game the right way, which, you know, nowadays people don't do much of it.
Okay.
And it was fun to watch for me, a real basketball fan.
Aficionado.
It was fun to watch. But, you know, shout out to Jeff Green, man.
Hey, what is he? He's DMV guy?
DMV guy. Look, funny story. Me and Jeff Green were both all Metro together.
Okay.
Together. I think it was all D.C. Metro.
Yes.
I'm not from D.C. I was
Washington
just,
Post.
I was just player of the year there.
And they're mad about that still to this day. They can't believe.
Now I just told. That was tooting my own horn right
that,
there.
That was tooting your own
that
horn.
Was, yeah, that was.
You won player of the year in D.C.
Anyway, Jeff was on that team. We were. He was on the All-Met team. I happened to be player of the year. In D.C., you know, I'm from Baltimore. I was player of the year there, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jeff, Ish, which is one of our friends.
My guy.
And DeAndre, I like to, you know, the vets, man. We do this for a long time. And, you know, you like to see the vets get their just due. And they have. I mean, Jeff has been a consummate professional.
Yes.
Played on a lot of different teams. Mm-hmm. But yet still, like, one of the most freakishly athletic players in the game. Still at 36 years old. 37. So... hats off to them guys. But other than that, also Coach Malone.
There we go.
He probably has the worst headache in the world right now.
He is the most excited. The best coach at a parade. He wins that award ever.
He with the culture.
He is. My father called me about it. My father was like, hey, where you get that chain from? I was like, I don't know.
It couldn't have been his chain. I don't know about that. I hope it was.
It could have been.
I hope it was his chain.
But, it could have been. He spent a little time in Baltimore, so
he did. Loyola, he coached at. Well, he played at Loyola. Where did he coach? He coached someone. He coached a high school team here.
Yo, he did. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he's my former coach, the Sacramento Kings. Should we get into that?
Get into.
So it's a lot of. When it comes to NBA, it's a lot of different, you know, things. that people have to deal with. Coach Malone has never been anything short of a great coach.
Great coach.
But, you know, is at times where you know, the politics play. And I think he got the short end of the stick on that. And honestly, that's one of the biggest mistakes. You know, people in Sacramento will be mad at me for saying this. But, like, me, how it happened was, it wasn't even about me staying there after him. I signed my extension. Then they fired him.
Yeah.
So, no, obviously him being one of the reasons why I signed my extension. I don't think people I've ever talked about that. That was prior to my statement about basketball hell. So that just led into the reason why I said that. Obviously, I don't believe, well, it's not anymore.
No, they made up. They made up for it now.
But that's how I felt at the time. So, like, do I apologize for it? No. That's the way I was at, and that's how I felt. And
they made a huge mistake. I mean, at the time when you were playing for that team, getting rid of him was a huge mistake.
It was.
He was, as we know now, he's a great coach.
But I knew that.
I know that.
We all knew that.
The public knows that now.
Well, I knew
once
that.
Again, you're in the NBA, like you said. You knew it. I knew it because I was a part of what you were doing. I was there to see it. But now the public knows, and that they see his personality. Mm-hmm. They say what he does. See what he does in the game.
Yeah.
And you know, teams make mistakes, but he.
And by the way, man, look. This is what y'all don't know. Like, obviously, he takes little shots at LeBron and all that stuff, and how. I do understand what he was talking about, how as far as, like, they just let the Lakers, they just swept the Lakers.
Yeah, and nobody talked about
nobody
it.
Talking about the Denver Nuggets. Now, the champion, Denver Nuggets. But literally, y'all know, you know he was on Mike Brown's staff when he was coaching LeBron in Cleveland.
Yes, you're right. I do remember that.
So, it, like, you know, for them poke at each other, it's not.
It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. And it's you know, Mike Malone is a competitive here.
Super
competitive.
I feel like that's good for the game. Like, we need it those type of rivalries. We need that type of – that people going to tune into it. Next year, we're going to have something to watch.
I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, man, it's like, yo, you can say whatever you want. You can hate people for whatever you want, but the proof is in the pudding. And y'all can't say that everybody gave Denver the respect. Even you didn't think they was going to win it. So, I mean, as much as you know by being around me, you know a lot about basketball.
I thought they was going to win it. I did. I picked them. I picked them in six games. I thought they was going to win.
Yeah, in the finals.
Yeah, I picked them.
Everybody thought they was going
to
win.
Yeah, I didn't think they was going to get to the finals. Actually, let me take that back. Once I knew they were playing the Lakers, I knew they was going to beat the Lakers.
Of course.
So, but I didn't pick them in the beginning of the season. No, I didn't pick them in the No. And you know what? We can go back. I talked about they needed a wing. Their wing stepped up.
Who?
Aaron Gordon.
Well, yeah.
He stepped up.
I thought he was talking about Michael Porter.
No. But he didn't play horrible, but Aaron Gordon stepped up. They needed a wing. I said they were missing a wing.
He made up for
he made up.
The lack of what Michael Porter was doing.
Exactly. And that he became that third wing that I said that they needed. I didn't think he was going to be able to do it, and he did it.
He did it. I mean, really, honestly, all y'all have to do is just move, and Joker's going to find you. So, like, he played, like, I don't think we've ever seen a center play dominate the game other than, you know, the
– triple-doubles.
No, dominate the game other than, like, physical domination. So we've seen we've seen Shaq.
Yeah.
We've seen Biggs and do that before.
Yeah, he the first. Well,
I mean, Hakeem? He was a mix of Hakeem and Dirk, to be honest with you.
That's a good one right there.
That's what he was.
Yeah, okay. I never thought of that.
What you
usually I think of stuff like that.
No, you don't.
All right, cool.
I mean,
don't think so. But
now, look, that's what I thought he was. And he did a hell of a job.
Yes, he did.
DeAndre, too. Did I say DeAndre?
You said DeAndre.
Reggie Jackson, man. The thing, yo, they didn't even play him.
He played like he played like 5 minutes.
They had Reggie Jackson.
Yep, didn't even play much.
At the end of the bench.
Yeah.
It wasn't, no way they was going to lose.
No way.
I actually called Kyle afterwards. I said, man, y'all almost had it.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's too soon.
That's my boy.
I understand that, but it's still too soon. You got to let him. He all right. Well, he not all right.
It was the day after, too.
It was the day after? Yeah, I wouldn't have did that. If I did that to you, you cuss me out.
No.
The day after the finals, we chilling. I'm like, you almost had it. You'd be like, fuck you. it would be an argument.
That's what make us friends, though.
I know.
Because you actually still would say it.
I would say it.
And that's why I said it to Kyle.
And I would be pissed. But I would say it because lighten the mood. I got to lighten the mood.
Yeah, you got to do it somehow.
You got to do something. We got to get past it. We're going to work to the – hey, Miami, what they going to do? They're going to work try to find.
I mean, speaking of that, there's a lot of player movement. They're talking, speculating
a whole bunch
around this time. This is the most we've seen in a long time. There's a lot of synergy. What's the word?
I really don't know.
What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Synergy. Yeah, I don't think it's
synergy. No. It's like, let's just use another word.
Moving on.
A lot of movement.
Yeah.
Speculatory movement.
Wow, that was a good one.
I still can't think of the word.
Yeah,
I was thinking of.
We're not going to get to it.
That's what you call a pivot.
Yeah, good job.
A lot of speculatory movement. You know, do you think Bradley Beal would have helped the Miami Heat?
I'm torn here. I think Bradley Beal is a good player, right? All-star caliber, good player. So on that team, he's the third option. Would he help?
Yeah,
he
would. Third option.
He would be the third option on the Miami Heat.
Why would he be the third option?
It would be Jimmy Bam and him.
See, that's the thing, and what people don't understand. Look at me. We got a camera now, so you can look at me in my eyes when I say this. But, like, you can't just throw a team together.
I know.
We've seen that with Phoenix. You can't just throw a team together. As great as they are on paper, it's still, you still need some sort of synergy. So do I think those players – do I think they mesh? No.
You don't think they mesh?
No.
I think he would fit better with the Lakers.
Why?
You know, he can shoot. He can shoot the three when LeBron – he can spot up, shoot three when LeBron's in the game.
Who are we talking about?
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I've never seen Bradley Beal shoot a spot up three-point shooter.
But he can, though.
But have you ever seen Bradley Beal shoot a spot up three-pointer?
Not really, but I feel like he can. But
you've never seen it.
But okay, to my next point.
To my point is he needs the ball in his hands, right? Because we've seen him hit threes.
Yeah.
A team with LeBron James, is Bradley Beal going to dominate the ball?
No, but he can. When LeBron's resting, he can dominate the ball. That's why I feel like he can mesh well with him.
He's better than D'Angelo Russell.
For sure.
So if you switch that out, I guess.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal's not a point. Well, LeBron's a point guard.
Right. And you just get a defensive point guard. Get somebody who can control
the
tempo.
Bradley Beal will be the point guard.
Nah, he got to play the two.
What do you mean?
You can put Schroeder. You can start Schroeder.
Not enough basketballs, my boy. When's the last time you seen Schroeder hit a spot up three-pointer?
Somebody got to take a back seat.
When the last time you seen Schroeder shoot a spot up three-pointer?
Not often.
Exactly.
Well, then you got to bring somebody else in.
That's a lot of movement.
That's that's the segment, movement. That's what we're talking
about. Who's next then?
All right, who's next? Let's see. What, Dame Dollar.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? I don't think he's going nowhere.
How much he's supposed to make, like $1 gillion next year, right?
14 gillion. That's what he's going to make next year.
1 year, $1 gillion.
Yeah, 1 year, $1 gillion.
It's going to be hard. I mean, it's not going to be hard to move him. But I don't see it happening right now.
No, it's not happening.
We're going to need some part of the season. Portland's going to have to see something to somebody worth.
Somebody's going to go to Portland. They're going to make a trade. Somebody's going to go.
Wherever he goes, he's going to dominate the ball. So that's the difference between Bradley Beal and Dame Dollar.
People want to see him in Miami.
Then Jimmy has to take a back seat.
Everybody got to take a back seat.
Do you see Jimmy taking a back seat?
To Dame Dollar? Yeah.
Okay. No, what? It's funny.
Jimmy preaches about all he want to do is win. He got to know he's going to take that back.
All right, cool. But this is, you know what? I didn't even think about this until just now. So, our last time we was out here, we were talking about who's the best player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You said Jimmy.
I did.
I said, how?
You said Joker.
I said Joker is.
And you were right.
Jimmy had a couple good games.
He did.
And I can't take nothing from him. He had a couple loud good games.
Yes.
But it's easy to overshadow somebody that does not get into the antics. And I think that's what the media was playing into. Of course, it's fun to watch and all that stuff, Jimmy pointing at people. But Joker's getting triple doubles game after game, my boy. Joker's, he's breaking records.
Yeah, I know.
He broke a record. He's like, what is that? This is a record. There's not a big record.
I need to go back to my country. I don't know.
He broke a record. So this is not a good record. What is it? Give me one of them. Give me a record, man.
Give me one. I'll take it.
Yo, so it's easy to overshadow somebody that just played a game just to play the game. Like, you know, Jimmy loves to win and all that stuff. But, you know, it was different. You know, being in Miami, the antics and all that stuff. Don't get me wrong, he had a hell of a finals. Hell of a playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's just
hell of a playoffs. He took an AC.
It's just the two. It's levels.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. He's right. Listen, Miami, I feel like their culture over there, they play hard. So you can add, if anybody got that umph in them, you can add them to that team, and it's just going to help. And I feel like Dame has that, but I don't think Dame's going anywhere. So,
I mean, he's going to go somewhere eventually.
Not this year.
Why not?
Portland, I feel like Portland think they can. He can still be, and he got a guillotine in his pocket coming. Who's going to move? Five, six players.
Okay, that's a thing. That's a thing, though, Devin. If it's not really about whether they can trade him, it's whether somebody take on that. And what people will get together to put a package together to take him from Portland.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure Portland knows that he wants to get traded.
I don't see the package anywhere.
Huh?
I don't see the package.
You got 2-3 teams.
All right.
2-3 teams. That's not the problem. It's the problem is, the issue is, you know, like next year, a team like Miami, who just might not have a good start.
Right.
Right? They just went to the finals. They like, okay, we want to get back to the finals. But we don't see it happening right now. Okay, we got to make a move. Bam.
Okay.
Tyler Hero, Victor Oladipo, gone.
Gone. Duncan Robinson.
Robinson, gone. We want Dame. You know what I'm saying? Putting all the chips in. You know what I'm saying?
Throw it in there.
You know what I'm saying? That's where it comes in. And or like a Brooklyn, like, yo. Hey, boy, you trying to hold my hand?
No, I ain't know you was about to do that.
I got a long wingspan. You better watch out. Boy, I ain't trying. You know what I mean?
It's all right.
It's all right. It got weird. Yeah. But anyway, you know, Brooklyn where, you know what I'm saying, Cam and all of them, it was like, damn, we need something else. We need that guy. We need that, right, that alpha.
Yeah.
We just won, you know, we pretty good, but we just won one player away.
I get it.
Bam, made that play. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
That's what it is. So, I can't see them doing that during, because everybody, you got to think, it's the NBA. Everybody going into the season, mm-hmm, like Boston, like, yo, we going to win it next year.
No.
Yes, they are.
Do you think you're going to win it next year?
No, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, no, it didn't happen.
Phoenix, we're going to win it next year.
Damn.
That's what they're saying.
I know.
Denver, we're going to win. We're going to run it back. Mike Malone, we're going to run it back.
Bring Bridget B.
And man, he can go somewhere and get some type of laryngitis check.
He sound like Cool Herc up there talking about Bridget B, one of old school rappers.
He need a chest x-ray.
He did.
Something going on. It hasn't healed.
I think it's just yelling from like winning.
He need a chest x-ray, Devin.
That's fine. He going to get one.
Anyway. So, yeah. Yeah. Denver Clinic. I'm sure there's one out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Who else?
All right. Oh, you just said Phoenix.
No. Hold up. Because it's a lot of teams. A lot of teams like, yo, this is our year. You know, Clippers. Of course they think they're going to win.
No way.
I'm not telling you whether I think they're going to win or not. I'm just saying everybody starts the season. So it's going to take time for them to realize that we need something else. We want to pull the plug. Dame Lillard. All
right, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Mid-season next year.
Mid-season, you know what I mean? Right. Or they get in the camp and realize one of their players can't dribble with their left hand.
Wow, that's a shot. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, you still on the movement thing. You said something about Phoenix. CP3 mm-hmm. was waived. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's leaving Phoenix or he's going to be right there in the desert? Because I don't think he's leaving there either. I think they're going to bring him back.
Well, I mean, he has that option. So what people don't know is when you, like, okay, CP is what, 38 now, right?
Yep.
But owed 25 to 30 million, right? 30 mm-hmm. million.
30-something million. I think 30
plus. All they're saying is, by cutting them, is saying, look, we have Kevin Durant and we have Devin Booker.
Yep.
We don't need to spend 30 million on a 38-year-old point guard. Right. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, unfortunately hasn't been healthy. So that does not mean he's not valuable to him.
He's very valuable.
He's very valuable into the league.
Yes.
But it's a money thing. Like, I've been a part of it. People have been a part of it. It's like a money play. And I get it.
But me too.
Because their bench sucked.
Horrible.
So, they, you know, with the capital, they could pick up more people. I didn't say they really sucked. I said they sucked. Picking you up, they would really suck.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
You never know.
That's all it is. So, like, end of the day, do I think he can help that team? Yes.
Okay.
100%. Do they, like, are they contenders with him on the team? Well, they'll figure it out. Okay. I think they can figure it out.
All right. My next question for that is, do you think his friend, LeBron, tried to pull him to the Lakers?
I think it's Chris Paul. Everybody trying to pull him somewhere.
I mean.
What do you mean?
All right, I'm just asking. You pull him.
The point guard.
You pull him. You get Bradley Beal.
If you get Chris Paul to the Lakers, he has to play too many minutes.
Who?
Chris.
Okay, yeah, but he'd be the point guard, Bradley Beal the two.
Yeah, but he had to play too many minutes. A 38-year-old point guard. You know how fast these players are?
You ain't got to tell me. I've seen it. I can't keep up with none of y'all.
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Chris is a floor general. Yeah. But, you know, you got to prepare. Like, he has a history of getting hurt. So you got to prepare to keep him healthy, which means cutting down his minutes and then playing him when you have to.
You cut it down. LeBron run a point a little bit. Cut him. Chris, you chill. So, you know, then you got, what's that? What they call him?
Still got a defensive end, bro.
Then you, oh, yeah, you right. Damn.
You can't hide.
Yeah, you right. Damn. Then my man out there, what they call him, Hillbilly Kobe?
Come on, man.
I thought that's what his nickname was. He can go.
I'm not saying he ain't broke. His game ain't broke, but come on, man.
What?
Y'all, everybody give me a break right now, man.
He can go, man.
No, they did the same thing with my man that's in Chicago now.
Caruso?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do that in L.A., man. Stop it. Stop it.
He got his own shoe now.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop he can
it.
Go.
Everybody stop it. Stop it. And this is no disrespect to him. No disrespect to him. But stop it.
All right. Cool.
The Hillbilly Kobe.
I know. That's what they was called.
That's disrespectful to
that's
Kobe.
That's Twitter. That's Twitter.
Fuck Twitter.
No, y'all is your best app, yo.
No. Fuck Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Don't disrespect Kobe like that.
All right.
No.
Okay. No. Austin AR-15. There we go. That's his name.
He can be that.
All right, AR-15.
Give him his own nickname.
Don't AR-15.
Hillbilly Kobe is not. No.
AR-15. No.
Yeah. He's a good player. He's a good player. Complimentary player.
He's a good complimentary player. Yeah,
Chris Paul coming there. He coming off the bench.
Nah. He run a three. Braun 4-85.
Who going to play two?
Bradley Beal.
Oh, yeah. You just say that.
Yeah.
No.
No?
They don't win nothing.
All right, cool. All right, moving on. Keep it going.
Who AD don't even want to be the five, though. So what we
I
saying?
Know he doesn't. I know that, but that's what enough conversation.
No, it's not. It's a conversation we're having. This is a podcast. This is what we're here for.
I don't even want to speak on it. AD, come on, man. Bulk up. No, you don't got to bulk up because you got the size. Play the five.
Injuries. Injury prone.
Yeah.
So damn. What are we saying? You got a center and a point guard that's injury prone.
Yeah, all right. CP can't go there.
Bro, I ain't just get up and think like this, man. I put the time in. I know what I'm doing.
That's right. All right, that's why we want to speak easy. School your boy. I got my own. I got my own look at things.
That means you could do everything. One thing, you could be in the finals,
or you could be home.
Or you could be home, depending upon people's health.
So they need a young boy in there. All right, they need a young boy. Lakers need a young boy. Bradley Beal.
This is no disrespect to AR. Aaron, what's his name?
AR-15. Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves, because he can play. He's a pretty good player. The Hillbilly Kobe and all that, how they loving him. Good for you. Good for you, my boy.
That's good marketing for him.
They did the same thing with Caruso, though. Let's just say that.
They did.
And know what?
He got paid and he went to Chicago.
Listen here. I said it without saying it. They did the same thing with Caruso.
Yeah, all right, man. All right.
You know what I'm trying to say.
All right, let's move.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say, man.
Speaking of point guards, the Atlanta Hawks say Trae Young ain't going nowhere, so don't even call. I understand.
That don't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. I understand. But does that mean they move DeJounte? Lakers.
Now we talking.
Lakers.
Now we talking.
I just thought of that.
Now we Phoenix.
Ooh, that would be work. That would be good. That would work.
Yes, it would work.
That would work.
Yes, defender.
That would work. Defender.
Can get a bucket.
Can get a bucket. Doesn't need the basketball. He can dish it out.
Dish it out. Don't need the basketball.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll tell you one thing. Basketball player, podcast host, GM.
GM.
It don't stay have a good morning.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Associate GM.
General manager, right? Yeah, general manager.
All right.
I ain't talking about General Mills. General manager.
Okay. All right. Okay, we got another person. The Mavericks. Say they done with Tristan Woods. Christian Woods. Oh, damn.
I call him Kristen just now.
Wow.
We both fucked up.
Yeah, we all wrong.
My bad, Christian.
Big man.
C-Wood. We call him C-Wood.
Yeah, you know? Where could he fit? Nobody likes his game, but for some reason, he's not bad. He can't stick.
The thing about it is he kind of in a spot where you don't really know. I think where he was, like, when you get paid and go somewhere like Houston, like, you've been given everything and then get traded somewhere where you have to take a backseat, it's tough. I think next place he go to, he might be able to spread his wings because he knows all ends of the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you're giving so much, you know, 2 years ago they were talking about how good he was, goes to Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, he's playing okay. He gets traded.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, for some people it takes a little while to figure out who they are.
Where does he fit, though? You know what?
I'm baffled right now. I don't know where he fits.
You know what? I know where he can go. We just talked about this. Dame needs help. Get him to Portland.
Mm-mm.
No? I'm just getting Dame more help. I don't know about the fit, but get him out there.
Yeah, Dame need all he can.
He getting all the help he can get.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
All that Nike out there, they can't get nobody out there. It don't make sense to me.
Just tell him to get some Travis Scott's, yo.
Yeah, yo, we get Travis Scott's in a deal.
Travis Scott's, man, in a deal. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he can go. Maybe anywhere. Maybe that's what it is. He got to figure out. It ain't about where he go. It's all in his head.
Okay.
Where he want to be. Okay. So, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, that's one of those things we just hope he figures it out. You know what I mean?
All right. Now, we're going to talk about movement. This is the last player we're going to talk about. It's a big one, though. Big player. He's had a little controversy. But he's all right. Zion Williamson.
Oh, okay. Man, like the pawns, man.
Got that horn on his back.
Yeah.
That's
horny is haunting him.
He got, now we know why he can't get on the court.
Why?
Oh, he horny. He got weak knees before the game and after. We talked about this. We had a whole episode about losing weight. You did the vet thing with him and talked to him. You did a great job. Went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Whole time, the horn on his back.
He like the fuck.
Plain and simple. That's what he likes to do. But you're a basketball player. Keep that. You can do what you want. 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
Getting the Gillian team bucks. You can do what you want off that court. But now we know it's affecting you on that court.
Look here, about Zion. Look. You like the fuck.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Period.
This is period.
Obvious.
But check this out, man. When it becomes public like that, you might as well be in front of that camera fucking. Keep the porn to the porn stars. You're a basketball star.
Bingo.
You know?
So.
He got some type of problem.
We don't, listen.
He's some type of fucker.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what he got.
As long as he ain't a motherfucker.
Yeah. Right? Shit, it look like he is.
He look.
Listen, I ain't got no problem. You do what you do. They ain't got nothing to do with me. But you a basketball star. Now you got to meet with that team. And now they know what you like to do other than basketball. So draft day coming. They going to move you or not.
You can't tell me he's the only athlete that like the fuck.
I'm not.
He just got caught up.
But he on Front Street with it now. You see them butts?
Yeah, that's just insane. That's insane.
It's a lot.
Have you seen it?
I seen it. She put so many tweets out.
I'm talking about in action.
Nah, in action?
Look, don't lie now. All right, look here. Don't lie now.
Look at him look dead in the camera. I searched it. Yes, I did. I looked it up. And I'm going to let you know. Wait, it ain't all it's all cracked up to be.
I mean, that's his type. That's his twist, man.
That's his twist. Because it ain't, you know, I got a few other ones that's a little better than her, I feel. But that's just my personal.
That's not your crew.
It's not
that's part of your crew.
It's not part of my crew. But that's just personal preference.
Yeah.
But you know, we talking about a basketball
Zion, look, if you see them porno stars, do what the rest of us men do. Just beat your meat.
Yeah, and let it go. And get up out of there.
Just beat your meat.
And get up out of there.
Like, what?
Jesus. All right, back to the player movement. You think they going to hold on to the porn star or not?
Beat your meat, man. That's all you got to do. Like, yo, have you been 15 before? Just beat your meat. Like, why you got to?
Go to Pound Town with him.
Man, whatever.
Are they going to keep him or not? They going to keep him.
I mean, is that the real reason they want to trade him? That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but.
Bro, he hasn't been healthy. Like, yeah, yo, he needs. Yeah, we've talked about that. He hasn't been healthy. So, I mean, just after, like, what he does off the court is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, yo, he's like, whatever. Whatever just happened was whatever. But, like, if they're fed up, they're fed up. I don't know. I don't know anybody within the organization, but. You know, do I think he needs a change of scenery? I think he does. He needs new rules and all that stuff. Yeah, I think they've been babying him since he got into the league.
Yeah, he needs.
Yo, he made the All-Star team play 20 games.
Yeah, he been baby. He needs somebody to talk to. He need a vet talking about.
No,
yo,
I think that's
he needs somebody like, bro,
reality needs to hit him. Like, reality of the situation is, bro, you were the number one pick, and because you're the number one pick, people give you the benefit of a doubt. Now, if you know Siakam, Pascal Siakam's story, like, yo, he played in the G League and all that.
Right.
If he did that same shit, he'd be in Senegal somewhere.
Back home playing.
But because playing he's number one pick, he still, like, people like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to turn for him.
So, like, eventually all that number one pick shit is going to go out the window. So I think
it's out the window now.
Well, yeah. I mean.
He horny. It's out the window.
That horn, man. It get the best of him.
Got the best of him.
But sometimes, look, beat your meat. Anyway, you know, just be done with it.
We're done with it.
You know what I'm saying? But, yo, just letting them know, like, yo, being number one pick, that's what – being number one pick for him is not even really college because it's really what led up to college.
Right.
Because he's been a man-child for the longest.
Internet sensation, man-child.
Number one pick, and people are just waiting for him to do – what we've seen from him and be available, and even to the point, baby him to the point where he's played 20 games and made an All-Star game. And that's crazy to me.
That's insane.
That's insane. So, you know, the gloves are off now, man. You got to prove it. You can ball your way out of anything.
Yeah, he slam dunked the ball. He dunked the ball and the ball go flat the first game. Dunking so hard. We ain't worried about the porn star stuff no more.
What are they going to say? He off that.
Yeah, he off that. He got the game back.
What if he get like Tiger, yo, and just can't play no more? They just took his powers.
Listen, that's damn. Now he a monster.
He is though.
He is.
He's a monster.
He is. You know, speaking on that, you talked about him being the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
We got the draft coming up. You been in the league 17 years now. What do you have to say to the new people coming in to the draft? What perspective can you give them? You know, a lot about to change for them. We got a huge number one coming in.
Yeah.
This year. They expect more out of him than Zion at this point.
Yeah.
So what perspective could you give to the new draftees?
But see, like, it's different for me now. I mean, if I say what I think they should do, I'ma sound old.
That's fine.
So it's like with kids, like, you got what people don't understand is, like, we talk about Zion, like, yo, he's got drafted for what he did prior to anything that he did touching the league, and he's still getting babied for that. So, but it ain't easy for everybody like that, and the majority of the players, it ain't gonna be like that. So, what I say is just keep working, and this is like, no matter what you did in high school, that shit don't even matter no more.
It's over.
I remember I got drafted, and they were like, oh, you number six pick. Yeah, sit at the end of this bench. First 40 games. Okay. Yeah. We're getting blown out. Okay, you get in there. I'm trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? That don't, like, it's not like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even care no more. Like, you know, guys don't get their chance to try and play and do all these things, but, you know, and that's cool, but take advantage of it. I've been around too many players that think that, you know, shit's supposed to be given to them because of who they play with or what their status is or where they were drafted. And I'll be honest with you, I speak for 90% of the league. We don't give a shit.
There you go.
I don't care what you done did, bro. You gonna have to show me. So that's what I'm saying.
What you're saying is you better come in, put your work in,
yeah,
and then we'll see what's going on.
Keep your head on straight, focus on basketball, then you can span out. don't expand out to the porno realm.
Please.
Or the other, what we want to segue to.
All right. Let's segue to this. Stay out of the trouble zone. Now, let's talk about it. Ja Morant.
He's gotten his time.
He's gotten his time. I hate to say it like that because he ain't do nothing illegal. But he got his suspension, right? 25 games.
It depends.
He got 25.
It depends. Is that his gun?
I don't know. Maybe is
that's
it
the thing. We don't know that.
We don't know. We don't know the facts. 25 games. Let's start with this. 25 games. Do you think that's the right amount? Too much, too little, right in the middle? What you think?
I think it's about right.
Think it's about right?
I think they got it right.
Think got it right? I feel like they got it right, too. I initially said 30. 25.
I thought it'd be 30.
Yeah.
Like you said, he didn't do anything illegal. It's just a bad look.
Horrible look.
You know, we have, with all these mass shootings and stuff like that, we mm-hmm. have a so-called role model flashing guns. This is bad. It's bad. You know what I'm saying? As a gun owner myself, like, I don't, this is my theory about guns, man. Look, if they get rid of all guns, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But as long as bad guys got guns, I'm going to have a gun.
Okay.
You feel me?
You got that right. You have that right.
Yeah, I have that right. And I'm going to protect mine. But that's nothing to glorify. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
And that ain't even just a job. That's just rap and all that stuff.
Anything.
Walking around with guns for people like if you think you saying you have a gun is going to scare somebody with a gun, you are fucking crazy. It don't matter what you got. You can get if you get shot first, that gun ain't going to do nothing for you.
Nothing.
So having a gun and glorifying guns or talking about what you got on you does not matter because anybody can get caught slipping. Best to stay out the fucking way.
Bingo.
Stay out the way. Don't even be involved in it because know what? No matter how much money you got, no matter how much fame you got, you can't spend all that money or live in the lap of luxury or be in the finest of the circles if you're dead.
Wake up dead.
You wake up dead. Like, yo. That just brings bad energy. Like that's like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So with Ja, you know, he put out a statement. He said that he apologized once again.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take the time. He's going to rehabilitate himself. Once again, one of them words.
Rehabilitate
himself.
See, I had your back. You had my back.
Because I didn't know what word you were looking for.
Me neither. That's the problem.
So he's going to rehabilitate himself.
Right.
And he's going to take the time away from the team. He's going to come back stronger. So he's one of the guys that can be a face of the league, the face in the once, you know, you older players become before it's over, when it's over for y'all and y'all, you know, retire or whatever. But do you think he can come back? I feel like he can. I hope he doesn't pull any more stunts, stays out the way all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I hope just wake him up because, yo.
I think he will.
Yeah. But it's really not even about waking them up. It's just what kind of, where you want to be. If this is in the way, if holding a gun on camera and acting the right way is in the way of your dreams, you know what I'm saying? If that's really his dreams, he'll stop. Maybe but if it ain't, he ain't. So, like, you know, it's just one of those things you wait and see. And I don't feel like, you know, we should glorify anybody, you know what I'm saying, unless they deserve it. We don't talk about Steph Curry enough, do we?
No, we don't. You know what? You know why we don't talk about Steph Curry enough?
Because he stay out the fucking way.
Because he stay out the goddamn way.
That's why.
And he makes threes from other states.
Yeah.
Like if they're playing in, let's say they're playing in Charlotte, his home state, right? He's shooting threes in Virginia.
Because he out, know why? No, in D.C., you know why?
Okay, D.C., yeah.
Because he wouldn't get a start on the next game.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he does that.
All right, cool. It's like a thunderstorm when he's.
Like nobody, like Steph is like one of the, that's the. I don't know, man. I feel like he don't get his just due.
Yeah, I know, man.
He stays out the way.
He stays out the way.
Don't really, like, he don't never talk bad about nobody. Not I feel like person. He's always defending himself.
Yeah.
He but gets what? Out there, and I've even had conversations like, man, he's just cocky. He be doing all this stuff. Like, bro,
no,
like,
he not cocky at all.
Nah. Like we've been around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying. Like, he's not cocky. Confident, but he's not cocky at all.
There's nothing wrong with confidence.
Nothing. Man. We should all have it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
time to speak easy. Talk about it, Steph.
Yeah, man. Holla at your boy. Anybody say that still?
Nah.
That's damn, done. Show my age. Yeah. What's up? It's lit. What do you say?
I don't know. Just come to the speakeasy. We will keep it simple.
I keep it simple. What's up, my boy?
My boy.
My boy.
On another note, you know, speaking, you know, we talk about Steph. We talk about not, you know, he doesn't say anything. I mean, he doesn't get a just due, but we're going to shine a light on something else. Tony Snell came out today and said he was checked. He got his son checked first, and then he got himself checked and found out he was autistic, autism. And I think that is great to put out, you know, to show, you know. People look at that type of stuff as like as a crutch or a negative. But it's like, no, you could, if you find something and you deal with it, then you can prosper and grow and do what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to him. Like, he made it this far with Artie's.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that a
I don't think that's.
Did I just make that into
I don't know what you just said.
Artie's.
Yeah, nah. That
autistic?
Autism.
Okay.
Let's keep it PC.
I gave it a nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. All right, look.
It's the drinks.
I just had one drink. It ain't nothing. It's just trying to figure out whether it's a nickname or not.
It's not a nickname.
Look, if he made this for being autistic, like look how empowering it is for people that don't think they can do it. Or, you know, this society's so messed up at times, they feel like you can't be something just because of a setback. And to be honest with you, it's a lot of people out there that you don't.
Yeah,
that have not been checked.
They need that to be have checked.
It, that need to be checked. There's a lot of NBA players out there that need to be checked.
A lot of people in my personal life that need to be checked.
Mine too.
I might go get checked just because.
I mean, holding a gun up in a camera is not the smartest.
Yeah.
Twice.
That we know about.
Yeah. So I'm like.
No one knows what's going on in that video phone and recording.
So what I'm saying is. I don't want to see Zion phone.
Oh my gosh, no. Wow. Blow it up.
Yo, he need to go somewhere.
I hope he got a new phone.
I hope somewhere. I pray for Lord somebody is not trying to hack his phone right
please.
Now.
Please. Oh my. We might give somebody. Somebody going to try to do it now.
Please don't.
It's going to be on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, yo.
Wow.
Stay away from Zion's phone.
Please. Please.
Man. Anyway. I think that's about it, man. You know, we got straight to the point today. Is there anything you want to bring up?
Only other thing I got is, you know, we're going to switch over to another sport, a legend. Deion Sanders may lose his foot.
Yeah. And probably still faster than half you.
I know he's faster than me.
Yeah, he's faster than you for sure.
But I'm like, what's – I don't like to see – I don't want to see – it just it, – it's like, huh? The fastest football player ever locked down. He leaves in what?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, it happens sometimes. You know, you need a doctor on here to talk about it.
Yeah, but, I know.
Yeah, but another sport we got to talk about.
What's that?
The passing of Ray Lewis' son.
Oh, wow.
One of our own. Yeah. I actually, Baltimore Raven.
Yes.
Condolences. What was it? Ray Lewis the third, right?
The third.
Condolences. He's 28 years old.
28 years old. Don't know the circumstances, but
doesn't matter. He's just not with us no more.
No, that's just terrible.
Our heart goes out to the Lewis family.
Yeah, for sure. Goes out to the Lewis family. Man, that's especially us Baltimore Raven guys. That's tough.
Yeah.
So
there you have it. This is Speakeasy, man. You know, we back and we back and
we back often.
We still back and we still black.
Yeah.
I think. All right, y'all, that's the Speakeasy brought to you by Believe Network.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.